Well, we've all been disappointed by the folks that we elect. We think that they're on our side till they get there and defect. But there is just one candidate, I think that you'll agree, who will never break her promises or sell out to BP. She's the only one I trust, that's why my vote's for nobody. Well, nobody's got the courage, nobody's got the brains, nobody all by herself can bring a sweeping change. Nobody's incorruptible, nobody's just that good, and if nobody can do it right, I think nobody should. Well, nobody's campaign will be completely pure and sunny, 'cause nobody can win without accepting Wall Street's money. And nobody who stands for working folks like you and me will be allowed to win the vote in our plutocracy. Oh, nobody's got the courage, nobody's got the brains, nobody all by herself can bring a sweeping change. Nobody's incorruptible, nobody's just that good, and if nobody can do it right, I think nobody should. Well, you may call me an optimist or a cynic, I'm not sure, when I say nobody's the president that we've been waiting for. But nobody could be better than the last few you'll allow, and if nobody had one last time, think where we'd be by now. Oh, nobody's got the courage, nobody's got the brains, nobody all by herself can bring a sweeping change. Nobody's incorruptible, nobody's just that good, and if nobody can do it right, I think nobody should. And if nobody can do it right, I think nobody should. Well, thank you. It is great to be here. I have never been introduced by Mother Jones before. I am taking off my enormous watch just so I can make sure I don't go over or under my time here. So this next one, an example of the folk process, or the theft process, as you might call it. A song that I took part of and changed it. This doesn't fit. Put this here. Riding on the number 17 bus, Holgate downtown, Monday morning route. 44 seats and 50 restless riders, 24 cell phones, 13 pairs of boots. All along the route, the huge brakes squeal. The bride driver tells the bus to kneel, springs the doors to pick more people up. Students on their way to school, a builder with a box of tools, office workers nursing coffee cups. Good morning, America, how are you? Don't you know me? I'm your heart and guts. I'm the bus they call the number 17 bus. I'll be down to once an hour with the budget cuts. Father with a toddler's playing I spy, and counting trucks to make the minutes pass. A woman in the far back seat is dozing, her cheek pressed up against the window glass. And in her dreams the buses go like thundering herds of buffalo. The seats are soft, tickets all are free. Swift and sure as any trains, they speed along in their own lanes, and a bus driver is what kids want to be. Good morning, America, how are you? Don't you know me? I'm your heart and guts. I'm the bus they call the number 17 bus. I'll be down to once a day with the budget cuts. Nighttime on the number 17 bus. Here's our stop, we'll transfer to the 10. Halfway home. I'll be down to once a week with the budget cuts. I'll be down to once a year with the budget cuts. You guys are a really nice singing audience. This is really a nice start. So when I was figuring out that song, I realized almost any train song could become a bus song very easily, which I think we're going to need some more bus songs, unfortunately. So for instance, if you miss the bus I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the brakes compress 100 blocks, right? Or I'm sitting in a metro station, got a transfer for my destination. Ooh. Possibilities, I think, are endless. So this next one, I'll fish out my capo for this one. This one I wrote a few years ago, unfortunately still relevant. It has been exciting to see, Tom mentioned marching to Wisconsin. It's been exciting to see people standing up for teachers and public employees, hasn't it? And for a long time, we've been told that the general public hates teachers and public employees, right? That we all resent public employees. I heard an interesting piece on Counterspin where they said, someone recently did a poll on this, and it turns out we don't. We don't hate teachers and public employees. And they said, there must be an error. They did another poll. Nope, we don't hate teachers and public employees. It turns out nobody has polled on this in 30 years. It's just been the conventional wisdom that we hate them, but we don't. We never did. The New York Times says, why can't we compete with global industry? It is the teachers' union turning our kids' brains to mush. If kids aren't learning in first grade, they're bound to grow up underpaid. So don't blame NAFTA, GATT, or CAFTA, Clinton, Bush, or Obama. In Pittsburgh, out to Old Motown, the factories have all shut down, replaced by sweatshops overseas, where the kids all have advanced degrees. So I asked my gramps about the time he worked out on the factory line and earned a decent wage. I guess the schools were better then. He said half the guys that I recall, they didn't graduate at all, although in many ways I'd call them educated men. It didn't take a PhD to learn our solidarity. We won those wages struggling hard and carrying a union card. I said okay, but that was then. Now your factory's in Shenzhen. We're losing ground. We can't compete with workers over there. He said, you won't win until you see who is your real class enemy and join in struggle arm in arm with workers everywhere. I know that's harder done than said. Don't envy you the fight ahead. But I'm glad you've got a teacher who knows what a strong union can do. So when the New York Times says, why can't we compete with global industry? You tell them that we won't let them divide us anymore. We're settling for nothing less than bread and roses, art and rest, and schools and jobs for everyone from Prague to Bangalore.
Thanks. So, the news has been full of crises and disasters, it seems, more and more, both various kinds, right? Quickly unfolding crises, slowly unfolding crises. And there's always an outpouring of sympathy and help, which is great. But I do think sometimes there's a missing part of that conversation. So that's what this song is. Tragedy has come to the barnyard. The hens all vanished in the night. Our hearts go out to their families, coming to grips with their plight. At times like these, we all must set our differences aside and not let politics insult their grief. So I hope you'll join me in supporting with pride the Fox's Fund for Hen House. Let's have a round of applause, clap our wings and our claws for our benefactors with the pointed teeth. It's so
$10 to spare for the Fox's Fund for Hen House Relief. Well, everyone was shocked in the barnyard, although it's happened many times before. Every time you pray will be the last time, but it happens more and more. Of course, the saddest part was the chicks they leave behind. Their time with their mothers was so brief, but their new coop is lovely, and the checks were all signed by the Fox's Fund for Hen House Relief. Let's have a round of applause, clap our wings on our claws for our benefactors with the pointed teeth. They'll be safe in there, you see. The foxes have the only key. It's the Fox's Fund for Hen House Relief. It's so nice of them to care. Do you have $10 to spare for the Fox's Fund for Hen House Relief? So, this one, well, I work as a union organizer in my other time. Well, thanks. No need to clap. But these are some stories from those experiences. Every step she takes is pain since her knees started to go, but they make her walk a mile a day, scold her cause she walks too slow. Snapshot from a summer evening, she's dressed to kiss and to be kissed. She said, that was when I used to live, now I just exist. Do 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 do. She said, my job buys these groceries, bills I gotta pay. My job keeps this kid in shoes. I can't just walk away. I gotta lay low, stay cool, go into night school, get a better job one day. Meanwhile, I can't walk away. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. How much longer, how much longer will you take it, Beverly? How much stronger will we all together be? Maybe once you had no option, now the choice is in your hands. People here are talking union, Beverly, where do you stand? Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Kimberly works part-time now since they took her hours away. And when her daughter comes to town, she fights for a vacation day. Here she is now pushing 60, trying to make it on 3 jobs. She said, I have no more faith in people, only faith in God. I gotta lay low, stay calm, look to Jesus for my balm. God will help me if I pray. Meanwhile, I can't walk away. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Well, how much longer? How much longer will you take it, Kimberly? How much stronger? How much stronger will we all together be? Maybe once you had no option, now the choice is in your hands. People here are talking union, Kimberly, where do you stand? Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Deborah's working as a cook, she stands for 14 hours a day. The doctor says she'll lose her feet, she keeps going on this way. Sarah got so sick one morning that she threw up on the floor. The boss would not let her go home. He made her work 2 hours more. How much longer, how much longer will we take it, you and me? How much stronger will we all together be? Maybe once we had no option, now the choice is in our hands. People talking revolution, tell me friend, where do you stand? I don't mean to scare you, but it's time someone spoke out. There's a wave of immigration here that no one talks about. They're coming at a rate of more than 4 million a year. And they're not from any other country on the earth, that's clear. They are alien invaders. They come from outer space. You can see them in the nurseries. You can see them any place. They are growing in our bellies. They're the enemy inside. And soon they will outnumber us if we don't stem the tide. Frankie and Alberta, yeah, they had a sweet romance. Forgot border security when they took down their pants. And seeing lax enforcement while the Martians seized their chance. It's why the price of safety is eternal vigilance. They are alien invaders. They come from outer space. You can see them out in strollers. You can see them any place. They are growing in our bellies. They're the enemy inside. And soon they will outnumber us if we don't stem the tide. Big round heads, they have no teeth. They only cry and fuss. They're never going to fit in. They're not at all like us. They're perniciously dependent from the day that they arrive. Don't speak a word of English, and they don't know how to drive. They will lie to you and cheat you. They get dirt behind their ears. And many of them do no useful work for 18 years. They are alien invaders. They come from outer space. You can see them in your living room. You can see them any place. They are growing in our bellies. They're the enemy inside. And soon they will outnumber us if we don't stem the tide. So a friend asked me to announce this rally that is coming up on June 4th, folks have heard about. Chase Bank is trying to get another $1.4 billion of our money, which sounds great to me, right? I have it lying around. So if that's not okay with you, you should find one of these cards and sign it saying you'll be there. Is there somebody in the audience who has one of those cards? Want to give a wave? Over there. And the rally is on June 4th, starting at 11 a.m. at Othello Playground. They're going to visit various neighborhood sites affected by Chase's greedy actions. Okay, and I have one more song for you, which has two capos, capo two. Another example of the folk process. So this... this is a song, the chorus is a verse I took from Joe Hill. Joe Hill wrote the verse. I turned it into a chorus, gave it a new tune, and wrote some other verses. The cycle continues. I think, to me, 2011, it's been an eventful year already, has it not? And in some ways it feels like the best of times and the worst of times. Things are approaching a crisis pitch on so many fronts, and yet also to see people really rising up and taking action in all kinds of places, in all kinds of ways, on a scale we haven't seen in a time I can remember. So, if the workers take a notion, we can stop the speeding trains. Every ship upon the ocean, we can tie with mighty chains. Every wheel in the creation, every mine and every mill, fleets and armies of all nations will at our command stand still. I was glued to Al Jazeera, weren't you? As the people took down Ben Ali and then Mubarak too, and they took no compromise, they stood their ground. And in the end, it was the strikes that brought him down. I guess what Joe Hill said was true. And in Egypt, they know it too. If the workers take a notion, we can stop the speeding trains. Every ship upon the ocean, we can tie with mighty chains. Every wheel in the creation, every mine and every mill, fleets and armies of all nations, will at our command stand still. Well, Wisconsin bowled me over. How about you? How about you? How they took that building over, built the city in it too, and the Capitol was shirted up in red, and the leaders followed when the people led. I guess what Joe Hill said was true, and in Wisconsin they know it too. If the workers take a notion, we can stop the speeding trains. Every ship upon the ocean, we can tie with mighty chains. Every wheel in the creation, every mine and every mill, fleets and armies of all nations, will at our command stand still. I've been shivering in my boots. Well, haven't you? Haven't you? Since the earthquake hit Japan and all those safe reactors blew, and as the U.S. launches yet another war, sometimes I wanna stay home and lock the door. But if what Joe Hill said was true, there's a lot we've got to do. If the workers take a notion, we can stop the speeding trains. Every ship upon the ocean, we can tie with mighty chains. Every wheel in the creation, every mine and every mill, fleets and armies will at our command stand still. Sing it once more with me. If the workers take a notion, we can stop the speeding trains. Every ship upon the ocean, we can tie with mighty chains. Every wheel in the creation, every mine and every mill, fleets and armies of all nations, will at our command stand still.